Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Venice Beach. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, September 29th. You'll be interested to know, 37 years ago, today in 1988, NASA triumphantly resumed human spaceflight with the launch of the space shuttle Discovery, marking a bold return to exploration. After a period of reflection and renewal, inspiring confidence in the promise of discovery. So now you know. And now, it's time for the surf report. This morning, it's looking clean with waves around 2 to 4 feet. By mid-morning, we're seeing them bump up to 3 to 5 feet, but conditions start to turn fair with some chop. Winds are onshore, starting at 1 mile per hour and picking up to 8 miles per hour by noon. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 3-foot incoming mid-tide, when the south-southwest swell is 2 feet at 13 seconds and the onshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first high tide on Monday will be 4.5 feet at 2:15 p.m., followed by a 1-foot low tide just after 11:30. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 70 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions remain clean with 3 to 5 foot waves on Tuesday, offering great morning sessions. Wednesday sees similar size, but maintains clean conditions throughout the day, making it the standout day of the period. By Thursday, the swell builds to 4 to 6+ feet, though choppy conditions develop later, challenging the lineup. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 67 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 6:40 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:48. It looks like we're in for a partly sunny day with a high near 69 and a gentle west-southwest wind gusting up to 20 mile per hour. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low around 60 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, Tuesday will be partly sunny with a high near 68 and a west-southwest wind up to 15 miles per hour, gusting to 20. Patchy fog is possible overnight into Wednesday with lows around 60 to 62. Then Wednesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 69 and mainly dry conditions through Friday with highs near 71. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Camp Pendleton is a vital oasis amidst Southern California urban sprawl, but discussions around its future are heating up as the federal government considers development opportunities on the base for the first time in its 83-year history. The United States Department of Defense is evaluating portions of the 125,000-acre site in northwestern San Diego County for potential commercial leasing. Secretary of the Navy John Fallon recently toured the base, sparking conversations about maximizing value while ensuring mission readiness. With a regional economic impact exceeding $6 billion annually, local leaders expressed concerns over large-scale developments without collaboration. As the community awaits further clarity, the future of Camp Pendleton remains uncertain. Now on to sports. Team USA staged a Ryder Cup comeback for the ages, but ultimately lost to Europe, who took the cup on U.S. soil for the first time since 2012. Captain Keegan Bradley's hopes were dim, but he inspired the team to aim for a historic comeback. With the U.S. trailing, Bradley urged, "I want to go out there and make history." Despite a thrilling run, Europe secured a 15-13 victory. As Rory McIlroy said, "We did what we needed to do, and we're going to celebrate like there's no tomorrow." Last night, Sunday Night Football was a doozy. The Packers and Cowboys tied after overtime at AT&T Stadium 40-40. Dak Prescott was 31 for 40, with 319 yards, 3 passing touchdowns, 1 rushing touchdown, and no interceptions. Jordan Love was 31 for 43, with 337 yards passing, 3 touchdowns, and no interceptions. And tonight, on Monday Night Football, we have a doubleheaders with Jets at Dolphins, starting at 8:15 Eastern on ESPN. The Finns are favored by 2.5, with the over-under set at 44.5. Then Bengals at Broncos, starting at 9:15 Eastern on ABC. The Broncos are favored by 8.5, with the over-under also at 44.5. In local sports, yesterday afternoon, the Chargers lost to the Giants in New Jersey, 21-18. Justin Herbert was 23 for 41, with 203 yards, 1 touchdown, and 2 interceptions. Jackson Dart was 13 for 20, with 111 yards, 1 touchdown, and no interceptions. Next Sunday afternoon, the 3-1 Bolts take on the 2-2 Commanders in Los Angeles at 1:10 on Fox. Also, yesterday afternoon, the Rams beat the Colts in Los Angeles, 27-20. Matthew Stafford was 29 for 41, with 375 yards, 3 touchdowns, and no interceptions. Daniel Jones was 24 for 33, with 262 yards, 1 touchdown, and 2 interceptions. On Thursday night, the 3-1 Rams take on the 3-1 49ers in Los Angeles at 5:15 on Amazon Prime Video. On to baseball. In Seattle, the Dodgers beat the Mariners in the last game of the regular season, 6-1. Kershaw got the win with 5 1/3 pitched and 7 strikeouts. Freeman, Ohtani, and Kim homered. The Dodgers finished the season 93-69 and now face the Reds for a best-of-3 wild card series at home. Game 1 is Tuesday at 6 on ESPN. In top news, Rudy Giuliani, the former New York mayor and personal lawyer to Donald Trump, has settled a long-running defamation lawsuit with Dominion Voting Systems over lies he told about the result of the 2020 presidential election. Details of the settlement are confidential, as revealed in federal court in Washington, D.C. Dominion sued Giuliani for $1 billion in 2021, citing over 50 instances of false statements insisting the election was rigged. A Dominion spokesperson confirmed the confidential settlement, marking it as the company's third payout in similar lawsuits. Giuliani's involvement in promoting election misinformation has led to severe professional consequences, including disbarment. In business news, Volvo's most popular vehicle in America will soon be made here too. Chief Executive Håkan Samuelsson announced the Swedish automaker will launch more hybrid models for U.S. drivers. Volvo Car's only U.S. factory in Ridgeville, South Carolina, was expected to create 4,000 jobs. Currently, half that number produces electric vehicles. Beginning next year, production of the XC60 SUV will ramp up at this $1.3 billion plant. The model has been imported from Sweden, but tariffs now make U.S. manufacturing viable. Volvo aims to electrify 90% of its U.S. fleet by 2030. Additionally, the company plans to introduce a new hybrid designed for American consumers. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 2% over the weekend to about $112,000. Ethereum is up 5% to just over 4,100. And XRP is up 4% to $2.86. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. The new version of ChatGPT is available now, marking an important step forward for iPhone and Mac users. Released earlier this month, GPT-5 promises a significant leap in intelligence over all our previous models. This version has been activated as the standard model for free users, while premium features require payment. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman believes this version is a big step toward artificial general intelligence. ChatGPT-5 will improve accuracy, generating fewer hallucinations. Integration with macOS and iOS is expected soon, with updates anticipated next month. Apple users may benefit from enhanced privacy and performance with this upgrade. Entertainment news. The new trailer for The Mandalorian and Grogu resembles a Muppet movie, featuring a famous human surrounded by quirky, non-human creatures. Sigourney Weaver is the only human prominently featured, seen in a space diner as Grogu, also known as Baby Yoda, tries to use the Force to steal her bowl of space snacks. The trailer showcases a mix of puppets, computer-generated imagery, and masked characters, including the titular Mandalorian, Din Djarin, who keeps his helmet on throughout. Set for release in theaters on May 22, 2026, this film is the first theatrically released feature in the Star Wars universe since 2019's Rise of Skywalker. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American writer and philosopher, Henry David Thoreau. And he said, "What you get by achieving your goals is not as important as what you become by achieving your goals." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings Venice Beach.